AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Iran's supreme leader says his country delivered a hand slap to America's face with its strike on an American base in Qatar. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei warned against any further U.S. attacks on Iran. These were his first public comments since the ceasefire was declared in the war with Israel. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth doubled down on the destruction caused by the three U.S. attacks on Iran last weekend. He criticized the media.
You, the press corps, because you cheer against Trump so hard, it's like in your DNA and in your blood to cheer against Trump, because you want him not to be successful so bad, you have to cheer against the efficacy of these strikes. You have to hope maybe they weren't effective. Maybe the way the Trump administration has represented them isn't true.
Hegseth and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Dan Kane tried to shift the debate from whether the nuclear targets were obliterated. The Supreme Court sided with South Carolina in allowing states to cut off Planned Parenthood funding. Here's the AP's Marcela Sanchez.
Public health care money generally can't be used for abortions. Medicaid patients go to Planned Parenthood for things like contraception, cancer screenings, and pregnancy testing. President Trump's budget bill in Congress would also cut Medicaid funding to the organization. South Carolina's governor first moved to cut off Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood in 2018, but was blocked by a patient lawsuit. The state argued Medicaid patients should not be allowed to sue, citing lower court rulings that let states like Texas block funds. Public health groups like the American Cancer Society say lawsuits are the only real way Medicaid patients have been able to enforce their right to choose their own doctor. Planned Parenthood receives $90,000 a year, a small portion of South Carolina's overall Medicaid budget. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
The government says the economy shrank at a 0.5% annual pace between January and March. This is AP News. North Korea is opening its biggest tour site. The AP's Karen Shamas has the story.
State media said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un cut the inaugural tape for the site on Tuesday. Video from KRT shows Kim Jong-un and his daughter Kim Joo-ae, as well as his wife Ri Sol-joo, at the opening event. It has been a long time since North Korean media have shown Kim's wife. The location of the resort, called Kalma, has been in development since 2018. It has hotels and other accommodations for nearly 20,000 guests who can bathe in the sea, play sports and games, and eat at restaurants and cafeterias on site. North Korea has no normal travel arrangements to allow foreigners to visit the country. The KCNA report said that domestic tourists will be allowed to visit the new resort from the 1st of July. I'm Karen Shamas.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.